Hello, this is Elma Meyer with NowHealing.com, and the topic of this instant energy healing is reading the energy of people and places beyond auras, chakras, and feng shui. This is part of a series on intuition and psychic ability. You can listen to just one or all of these audios in any order. But I do suggest that you also check out at least one other audio in this series, ESP, Activate Your Enhanced Sense Perception, because that audio is closely related to this topic of reading, or more accurately, sensing energy. So this is not just a lecture. We are actually going to do an instant activation and upgrade for your ability to sense energy accurately. So what aspect of that do you want to improve? Just find one thing that you want to shift right now, and what would be its ideal expression in your life? On a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 is on target, already there, it's already manifest, it's not any kind of a problem or issue, and 10 is very distant, impossible to get there, how close is your issue to being manifest right now? And just accept the first number that shows up without overthinking it, and set that aside for now. We will check in with it again later. You are pre-wired to sense energy. You already have the sensory apparatus, the sensory awareness to read energy all the time, anytime you want. It's just a matter of disentangling from the morphic field of materialist thinking that discounts all of those senses that you already have. And also the morphic field of doubt and uncertainty, or thinking this is paranormal stuff. It is not. It is absolutely normal. And in addition, we also need to disentangle from the cliches about the correct way to sense energy that limit it to aura or chakra reading. We're not going to work on seeing auras or reading chakras here in this audio, even though that can be really fun and useful. There are plenty of courses out there that teach you how to do that if you're interested, but there's a lot more to reading energy than just auras and chakras. Seeing an aura is just a small part of the spectrum of a much more complex field, and over-focusing on seeing it is sort of barking up the wrong tree. So let's use the word sensing rather than seeing. You will use all of your enhanced senses, not just vision, because you would miss a lot of important information if you only looked for specific visuals, colors, shapes. It's sort of like describing the sun as simply a bright yellow shiny circle that represents happiness and fire and daylight, while ignoring all the other energies radiating from it, ignoring its complexity and its immense field and its essence. So while reading auras and looking at chakras can give you lots of valuable information, it won't give you the complete picture necessarily. There are many, many ways to read energy. And of course, it's beyond the word energy. It's also information. It all depends on your purpose and your intention. If you are a medical intuitive, you will scan for certain kinds of information. But there's many other ways to use this. For instance, if you're going on a date with someone that you're very interested in romantically, you might scan for whether their field feels congruent with yours. Will you be able to both support each other's life purpose? Will you want to have children? Will you have a good relationship in 30 years? You can scan for things like that. If you're looking at a new business partner, you might want to scan their field for how responsible they are, or how trustworthy, or if there's even the potential for you and they to work well together to build a successful business. you can scan for potential outcomes. You can scan the future and the past. It's all energy and information. Now, this is not fortune-telling or predicting. It's simply scanning for potential. And you have to be non-attached to the outcome to get the best outcome, paradoxically. One of my favorite paradoxes. And you certainly could use energetic testing to sense energy or read energy. We're not going to go into the details of that here. Energetic testing is generally for binary results, like yes or no, weak or strong, or in Now Healing, we look for connected or disconnected, whether energy is connected to wholeness or disconnected from wholeness. And we do energetic testing all the time in Now Healing to find those disconnects and then repair them. So if you are interested in energetic testing, you can watch a free video on that on our website, nowhealing.com. And the easiest way to find it is to look under the FAQ section, or you can type in this long URL, nowhealing.com/, and then all the next words have dashes between them, how to do energetic testing and finger muscle testing. I'll repeat that. That's nowhealing.com/how-to-do-energetic-testing and finger muscle testing, with all those words after the slash separated by dashes. So that video is a quick primer on energetic testing, but it's not a requirement for using this audio, because reading the energy of a person or a space can have a lot more nuance than simple binary yes or no energetic testing. Not just, is my bedroom disconnected from wholeness or connected to wholeness? But is the energy of my bedroom flowing nicely, or is it too slow here and a bit too fast there? Or is it stagnant or excessive or deficient? Is there enough calm and peace, or is there too much thinking and activity for restful sleep? Is the color of my pillowcase congruent with sleep? And yes, you can do energetic testing on all of that. But you can also just ask your infinite self, what would be an even better color for my pillowcase? What needs to change in my bedroom for me to get a better night's sleep or have a better relationship with my husband? So the answer you get depends, obviously, on the question that you ask. But before you even ask any questions, there is one essential first step to getting accurate readings. The absolute most important requirement to accurately reading energy is that your senses are calibrated to zero. They are neutral, and you are non-attached to any specific reading or any specific outcome without any preconceived notions or opinions. So how do you do that? It's really difficult to do mentally or emotionally, but fortunately, energetically, it's really easy to do. You simply align with that state of neutrality, non-attachment, and calibration to zero. So let's actually do that right now. Go to your center, which is the vertical center of your body, mind, spirit. It connects you to groundedness and expands you out to infinite self. Just feeling into your center, or becoming aware of that vertical line. Your energy sensing awareness is very nicely calibrated to zero when you are at center. There's no distortion, there's no judgment, no assumptions or expectations, just openness to receiving information from your infinite self when you're at your center. At your center, you are not getting information from your local self. You're not getting information from your personality or your habits or your opinions. You are downloading information from the universal mind. So align with center on all levels now. And just input that into your center. Just bring it into your center. align with non-attachment now and bring that into your center. Align with neutrality now. Align with perceiving truth now. Disentangle from everything you've ever learned or not learned about sensing energy now. Allow yourself to upgrade way beyond that so that you don't have to do it the same way as you did it before or the same way as everybody else. Align with the highest upgraded, evolved expression of how you sense and discern energy and information. Align with that now. You can do it with your eyes closed or your eyes open. You can do it in a crowded room, in a sacred space, or a profane space. It doesn't have to feel spiritual. Disentangle from how it feels and reintegrate in the presence of how it feels. Disentangle from your expectations of what it should or should not feel like and align with wholeness in the presence of whatever you sense or don't sense. Disentangle from other people's expectations now. Align with wholeness in the presence of reading energy and sensing energy now. Whether you do energetic testing, muscle testing, pendulums, or whether you trust your senses, or whether you don't trust your senses, align with wholeness in the presence of sensing energy now. Good. Okay, so now that you are centered and neutral, we can move on to what's the best question to ask. At first, you'll want to use a very simple question. How does the energy feel of the thing that you want to read? How does it feel? And just wait for an impression to come into your awareness. Does it feel good? Do you feel attracted to it? Does it feel whole and open, inviting, flowing, easy, graceful? Or does it not attract you? Does it feel blocked or uninviting or heavy and dense or even uncomfortable? Notice your physical sensations. They will gauge the energy for you. And you can choose one of your senses to be the gauge. Just ask one of your senses to show up and be the measuring instrument. If you're using finger muscle testing, then your fingers are the gauge. If you're using your gut feelings, then your gut will feel nice and comfortable and strong, or weak and maybe even icky. Maybe you feel it in your heart or your throat, maybe in your mind and your knowingness. Any sense will work. Just observe whatever you notice. Whatever is happening, be aware of it. And because you got centered and non-attached and neutral, any sensation or knowing that shows up is the correct answer. Just go with it. It is a true reading of the energy. And all it takes is just a little bit of practice to get used to this. So let's do it now. Let's have you tune into the energy of a space. It can be the place that you're in right now, or it can be anywhere else that you're not even in. Maybe a room in your home that you want to improve. Maybe it's an area that no one really likes to hang out in, even though it looks really nice. We're going to do a little energetic feng shui, so just find your space that you want to tune into and read right now. Just choose one specific place. Okay, good. And now, coming from your center to realign you with that calibration to zero, tune into the space. Just ask to be shown, what is the quality of the energy of that space? Does it feel heavy or dense? Does it feel turbulent? Or does it feel nice and calm or active and inspired? If your bedroom feels active and inspired, or if your home office feels cozy and sleepy, you may want to switch those around. So anyway, I'll give you a moment to tune in and gauge the quality and quantity of the energy of your space. And I'm also energetically supporting you in being able to do that. Good. So just a quick impression is enough. You don't need to overanalyze it or think through it, what it means. You don't need to do anything like that. Just a quick sensory impression. Good. And now, just coming from your center, say, align it with wholeness now. Now tune into it again and notice whether anything has actually changed because you did that single alignment. Energy shifts very, very easily when you align it like this. So allow for the fact that it may shift instantly right now. If you want more information on how to actually shift the energy of a space, there's a free video, a free alignment video, again at nowhealing.com. And this time it's /upgrade-your-space. That's nowhealing.com/upgrade-your-space, separated by dashes. So let's move on now to sensing the energy of a person. And let's use trusting a person as an example. Say you want to know whether you can trust an acquaintance to take care of your dog and house sit for you while you're away at a family event. Or you can work with any actual person that you're wondering if you can trust. So find a person that you want to gauge whether you can trust them or not. Just tune into their energy field. Just think of them for a moment, and we're going to read the energy and shift the energy towards wholeness. And you do not need to ask permission in this work, in Now Healing. This is all explained in our FAQ section on the website, because it's not your personality self working on someone else's personality self. It's all infinite self. There is no separation between you and them at this level. All you're doing ultimately is aligning things with wholeness. You are not manipulating anybody. And if for any reason the energy shifts are not aligned with wholeness, they just won't take. So it's no big deal. You don't need to ask for permission. That is an old school way of thinking about this. So just coming from your center, which is coming from infinite self, tune into the person and ask. Ask infinite self to show you the energy of their integrity, the energy of whether their words and deeds and behaviors are aligned with wholeness, so that you can take them at their word and trust them. And you may get a yes or a no, or you may get a maybe in some situations. Regardless of what you get, take that answer and align it with wholeness now. Take the person that you're tuning into and align them with wholeness in the presence of integrity. And align yourself with wholeness in the presence of their field now. So now you will be better able to gauge whether their behaviors, words, and deeds are trustworthy. And this is not in any way judgmental of them. You're just reading their energy without judgment. Like if you're picking your way across a rocky path, knowing which rock to step on, which rock is going to be solid and firm, and which rock is going to be wiggly and give way. Without any judgment, just knowingness. good. So now that you have read the energy of a person and a place, what do you do with that information? Well, it just so happens that Now Healing has some handy-dandy convenient commands to heal any situation. And by heal, I mean make whole, align with wholeness. So just using the three basic Now Healing commands, align, disentangle, and reintegrate. And if you want to learn how to use them in detail, I do suggest the Now Healing 101 course, but you don't need to do that course in order to effectively use the commands. You can just use the commands. Basically, you begin by getting completely centered and non-attached to outcome, like we did, neutral, with no judgments or opinions. You're not supplying information with your local mind. You are receiving information from the universal mind, from infinite self. So once you align yourself with center, then you just scan the energy field of the person, place, or thing. And if you find energy that you sense is disconnected from wholeness, you simply come from your center and say, align it with wholeness now. Just align it with wholeness now. That's all. You don't even need the other two commands. The align command covers everything. The other commands are just sort of fine tunings of that. Aligning everything with wholeness is what Now Healing is all about. All healing, all outcomes, all improvements are effects of aligning with wholeness. So if you're reading the energy of a person or place and wanting to change them, make sure that first of all, you are aligned with wholeness in the presence and absence of that change that you want. You need to be totally non-attached to whether the person changes or not, whether the space changes or not, because they are much more likely to align with wholeness when you are already in a place of wholeness and non-attachment. So let's align you as a closing with centeredness, neutrality, and non-attachment, so that when you sense energy, you sense it accurately, disentangling you from any doubts, and aligning you with wholeness, with your evolving ability to sense energy and to shift it to wholeness now. So notice how your awareness of energy continues to evolve, and that will actually amplify the morphic field of your ability to read and sense energy.